If God credits your account with endless righteousness beyond zero, beyond balance, beyond your own merit, how will you spend that account for God's glory today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. We are going to get into God's Word. We are in a series called Abraham, and today it's called Credited, and it's Romans 4, 4 through 5. But we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to go through the whole entire chapter of Romans 4 and do a word study on the word credited. And so if you haven't studied the Abraham account, go back to Genesis chapter 11 and read chapter 11 through chapter 25. So if you're enjoying this Abraham devotional, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. If you have not downloaded the Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to do so. It is a great one-stop shop for a lot of things conservative in Washington State. We have lots of news, lots of Bible studies, lots of different things that will really help you grow in the Word of God. So I want to encourage you to check us out there, Washington Defender in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. All right, so we're going to look at this word credited, and it means, it's a Greek word, 3049. It's, I don't even know how to say this, logizoma. To count something to somebody means to reckon something to a person, to reckon something to a person, to put to his account. So I love this, either in his favor or for what he must be answerable. I can remember once as a kid, my dad and I have the same name, Paul Noble, Paul Noble. And the bank credited my account with a deposit that was supposed to go into his account. Now, I was 16. I got pretty excited. I'd never had that much money in my account prior to that point. Now, this was not a genuine credit because it was for his business. And so he quickly realized, oh, wait, that went to the wrong account. And I got debited it back out just within 24 hours or what have you. So the idea was my account was credited with something. It was given money that was not mine and placed in that account. Now, God doesn't take it back like my dad, which dad, if you're watching, understandable. It was your business account. I get it. I'm just using an example. So the idea of crediting to one's account. And so either in his favor or for what he must be answerable for. So you have a credit towards your account because Jesus Christ is the credit. And so we're going to look at that. So we're going to do a word study. We're going to go through Romans chapter 4, look at this word credited. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, has found? I love this. He starts out, what did Abraham find? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. See that? There's a credit to the account, and it's a credit to him as righteous. So just like dollars from my dad's account came into my account, righteousness came into Abraham's account that was in the deficit, and he was made whole and more because it was based upon faith, not based upon merit. So Abraham didn't go from, you know, a negative $1,000 in unrighteousness to zero. He went from a negative thousand to whatever, dollar amount of righteousness God is worth, right? So a billion, a trillion, whatever, endless, eternity. It says, now to the one who works, his wage is not credited as a favor, but what is due? See, this is why we know it's not an equal credit. In other words, if you have a deficit in your account and you're minus in sin $1,000, we're just using an example, it's not what's due you. So what would be due you is if Jesus just paid the price, but didn't really, he brought you back to whole, to zero, then you would have to go by works, right? You'd be saved by faith and kept by works. But the reality is that he doesn't just bring you to zero. He brings you that you are through his grace to way more value. He credits your account way more to that. But to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. So the account holder is his faith, right? Your faith has a credit of righteousness placed inside of it. So the bank account's kind of like the vessel. His faith is credited with righteousness. Isn't that powerful? Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Again, I'm going to say it again and again today. Your account isn't brought to zero. It's credited with the righteousness of Jesus Christ and whatever value that is eternally, it is put into your account. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. And so we'll go through these slower in the future, but I want to get you this word credited. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account. Is the blessing then on the circumcised or on the uncircumcised also? For we say faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. You're going to see that phrase a lot. Faith was credited to Abraham, and that Abraham, now the vessel, as righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. However, then, was it credited while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? This is why you need to go read Genesis 11 to 25. You need to see the progression, chapter 12, chapter 15, and then circumcision didn't come to chapter, I think it's 17. So, two or three times prior to the circumcision covenant, it says that he's credited as righteous. He says, how then is it? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. So, so powerful. And so you might be going, man, Pastor Brian, I'm just driving to work. I don't know why we're talking about circumcision. I don't know why we're talking about these credits. I'm going to tell you why. Just keep with me. And he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while uncircumcised, so that he might be the father of all who believe without being circumcised, that righteousness might be credited to them. Okay, here's that word credited. So the circumcision was a sign, and we'll cover this more in the future, but it was a sign of a seal of the righteousness. It quantified it. It's like if I take an envelope and I stamp it with a seal, I've close that envelope and it's marked that it's closed and secure. So it's been credited to them. And the father of circumcision, to those who not only are of the circumcision, Jews, but who also in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which had while uncircumcised. For the promise to Abraham or to his descendants that he would be heir of the world was not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. The righteousness of faith. We'll cover this in the future, but I want you to get this idea of credit. The righteousness of faith. God's faith is 110% righteous, eternally righteous. And that was what was credited to Abraham's account. It says, for if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise is nullified. Let me read that again. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is nullified. For the law brings about wrath, but where there is no law, there also is no violation. For this reason, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace. It's by faith, so that it might come in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So get a hold of this. Adam, we'll do big chunks. Adam and Eve, okay? Next main person, you might say, we'll just, Noah, okay? Next main person, Abraham, okay? Abraham is the father of our faith. We have a Jewish faith. As Christians, we have a Jewish faith, and it's important to understand that. And then, from Abraham to Moses, Moses is the father of the law. Okay, those are big chunks. So faith came before law. And faith, it says here, it says also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. As Christians, we have the faith of Abraham. We believe God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that's credited to our faith as righteousness. Your account doesn't go to zero and you start over each and every day and try to work it out and make it even. your account goes to whatever value Christ's righteousness is. As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. Wow. We'll go into that more. In hope against hope, he believed so that he might become a father of many nations according to that which had been spoken. So shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body. So he did a reality check. He says, I'm old and the parts aren't working as good. Sarah's not been able to get pregnant. He contemplated that, but he didn't do it weak in faith. Now, as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. Wow, that's something that we can do today, is we can give glory to God. And being fully assured that God had promised, he was able to perform it. Therefore, it was also credited to him as righteousness. His faith was credited to him as righteous. Now, not for his sake only was it written that it was credited to him, but for the sake also to whom it will be credited, as those who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Do you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead? I sure do. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, that righteousness is credited as those who believe that God was able to raise Jesus from the dead. I will just tell you, the whole Abraham story makes so much more sense when you understand that Abraham got the gospel message preached to him and that he believed in the resurrection. That's what we believe in. We're Christians. We believe, as Christ followers, with a Jewish-based faith, that Jesus rose from the dead. God the Father raised him from the dead. He who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification. So, the death and burial of Jesus Christ, we see that he was delivered because of our sin. So when we were, when Christ was on the cross, we were on his mind. And then when he resurrected, that brought about our justification. Remember, we defined that a couple days ago, just as if I've never sinned. In other words, our credit of faith of righteousness. Isn't that powerful? So what's the point here today? What is credited to your account? As you go into the public square, are you living as if God has credited righteousness to you? Or are you in workspace trying to get something accomplished? So if you have a credit of righteousness in your account, so let's say if I credit $1 billion of righteousness into your account, What do you have to spend? Righteousness. If I had $1 million in my account, what do I have to spend? I have $1 million to spend. If I have $1 million of righteousness, I have righteousness to spend. And so that's what we can do. We can do righteous acts that end up glorifying God. So I hope this has been a blessing. Let me pray over you, and we'll close off for today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us a credit on our account. A credit of righteousness. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.